And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios for hour number two with James Hellman from Inland Boat Center. He's the manager there, and Floyd Sparks, the Tuna Kahuna, who's going to be driving around in a Defiance here very shortly. You know, it's a great time to own a boat, and the opportunity to own a boat right now, especially as the fall season. I was looking at your website, James, and there's some big discounts going on. You have like a fall sale going on.
We're having an end of the season sale. We're gearing up for some new 16 lines coming in. So we ordered pretty heavy in 15. We have a strong inventory, and we're looking to liquidate.
Yeah,
so got deals are going to be made.
Yeah. And financing right now is what's really impressive.
And along the tiers of credit, we can get done as well. Top tiers obviously are good credit. We can get done. We have secondary banks we can go to if there's some marginal or some hiccups in the past. But we can definitely assist in all areas of credit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sure. Well, if you have a question about fishing, about buying a boat, about financing, about trailering a boat, about fixing your boat, repowering your boat, a lot going on here. Or you want to talk to the Tuna Kahuna about catching a swordfish or a big eye or a tuna.
Exactly.
We'll
keep
like
picking
that,
this guy's
right?
brain. Yeah. Yeah, we're having a great show and a lot of fun. And like you say, what a unique opportunity. Very, very cool info about the boats and fishing and tackle and the whole nine. We want to hear from you this morning. Again, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, call us. We got an open phone line right now. Great time to call the show. 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Again, it's 858-457-1090, or you can go on the toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090 if you want to get through. Not only get a chance to talk to James, talk to Floyd, also have your opportunity to win in a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. We're going to be giving away that trip to one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was perusing your website, inlandboatcenter.com. That is truly an impressive boat site. You must have somebody full-time putting stuff up on there. It's amazing.
Actually, we do. So that's every day that website is the new inventory goes on as we acquire. The sold inventory goes off. So what you're looking at is a real-time what we have in stock and inventory there at the facility.
The real-time. Oh. And so, like, I'm looking at, say, like the Defiance 22, the Admiral 22 XE. It says call for huge discount price. So I don't want to put you on the spot, but let me put my glasses on here. $87,477 is the regular price. That's powered by a 200 Yamaha four-stroke, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So let's say we're going to make a deal. That includes a trailer,
that
right?
That does.
And fully equipped bait tank, the whole deal, right?
That's correct.
That's the way you guys order them. You order them for fishermen.
That's correct. So big bait tanks, 42-gallon, 15 rocket launchers.
All right, let's make a deal right now. How much am I walking out the door with that boat?
We'll probably be able to knock that thing down from the 87 figure. Probably get you down in that low $73,000,
$4,000 range. Whoa, that's a big discount. That's a
all on in. We'll put a deal together.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is you can get like 10, 15-year financing on boats.
And anything with great credit, possibly even 20-year.
Whoa.
Possibly 20 years. So
that'll
make
less than a car payment.
That'll make that payment drop on down, make it very reasonable.
Yeah, no doubt.
Very affordable.
Yeah, pretty impressive. It's inlandboatcenter.com. Check it out. It's pretty impressive.
Your website's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. Let's go live to the Amigo. Our good buddy Bill Cavanaugh is on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick. How are you guys doing?
Come on, tell me you're still catching yellowfin tuna.
That's why I'm calling in this morning. We're still here out of Ventura.
Are you kidding? The elephant tuna's still out of Ventura.
I know. Crazy, huh? It's almost Halloween, and we're still catching yellowfin tuna. We are on a two-day charter here with 16 guys, and we fished yellowfin tuna yesterday on day one of this charter. We had exceptionally good fishing. We had over 100 yellowfin tuna for the day. We had a couple really good opportunities where it was very good biting fish, and we had a great time. It was, I'd call it 12 to, our biggest fish was pushing 40 pounds for the day. And like I say, we had over 100 of them for the day. It was good fishing.
How far from Ventura Harbor there?
We were fishing just over 100 miles, so it's well within a day and a half range.
Wow, so pretty rad. Impressive. You still seeing that quantity of marlin in that area, too?
You know, Pete, that fish is still there. Pretty amazing stuff. You know, I was talking, I myself, personally, I didn't really get in on it. I was driving past it to catch tuna. But, you know, I checked in with Hoos, and I've talked with Grossbeck and Sean Morgan and some of those guys that had gone up there, and that was just real-deal marlin fishing. They're comparing it to some of that stuff you see down in Mag Bay, and it was right there on the backside of Santa Cruz Island.
Which is not far from Ventura Harbor.
Yeah, it's about 19 miles from the harbor.
That's pretty amazing.
So rad.
So, Bill, on the Amigo there, you're going to continue fishing yellowfin tuna if people want to come?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is, like I say, like it's kind of real deal fishing. Some of that fishing we had yesterday was very impressive. It was like one of our stops. It was aquarium style fishing. I mean, it was like 30, 40 fish. Free swimming on the corner is there every bait. It was good fishing. So, yeah, we're going to be doing this for a while as long as it holds up, Pete. We're doing day-and-a-half trips on the Amigo so that we can get into range of fishing that tuna. And we have a trip coming up here Monday night, day-and-a-half fishing Tuesday. And if anybody wants to get on board or is interested in other trips throughout the week, they can give the office a call at area code 805-676-3474, and you can also book online at venturasportfishing.com.
Yeah, for those of our listeners that are like L.A., Orange County, Ventura County, Santa Barbara, I know we have a lot of listeners up that way. What an opportunity to still catch yellowfin tuna for Halloween.
And great grade. That's awesome.
Yeah, really nice. Captain Bill, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that, and keep getting them. Thanks for the check.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
have
Bill.
A great day.
All right, you too. All right, 877-792-1090 open right now. You want to get through, have a chance to win a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego and talk to the guys. There you go.
You got it, man. Let's jump back into the phone. Talk to Tom. He's calling us from Cardiff this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I was actually just out on a three-quarter day Wahoo trip on the San Diego. And, you know, it was fantastic. A lot of other 30 guys with a Wahoo fever, and we did manage one 40-pounder. It was fantastic.
Nice.
How rad is it that that is a thing? You know, like, oh, I was on the three-quarter-day Wahoo trip, you know.
Yeah. Get your Wahoo off of Southern California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just the pre-trip excitement of wiring everything up and, you know, people hanging their marauders on their trolling rigs. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to be close to home and doing that, so. But while we were out there doing it, I noticed there was, like, some other private boaters, you know, just solo fishermen cruising around. And kind of what I learned is, like, for trolling, to maximize your time, your lure in the water, the private boating is really the way to go. But for those of us that aren't in a situation where we can jump into owning a private boat right now, I was kind of wondering what your suggestions were for somebody that's got Wahoo fever to maybe be able to get out with somebody that owns a private boat, you know, if there's websites or just showing up at the landing, or even if there's some outfits maybe around San Diego that rent boats that are set up for fishing to be able to get out to the 9 Mile Bank.
Floyd?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, some of the online websites and stuff like that, the fishing forums, there's guys always looking for...
I know BD Outdoors always has a lot of guys.
There's a forum, I think there's a slot in there for looking for... boatmates, people looking for a ride. I think it's called Looking for a Ride, correct?
Yeah.
And they're looking for that. There's also an option. There's a lot of guys out there in 25 to 27, 28-foot boats that are chartering now. And you can pick up a ride and on a private charter that way, too.
Sure.
Good point, too. Like, I know, you know, Brandon Hayward, Seasons, all
Black
those
and
guys.
Black and Blue Sport
are
Fishing
doing,
out
you know,
of Dana.
Lots of smaller boats where there might be, you know, open party, might be a ride for one, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you know the
and
other
the
thing,
clubs too.
Very good.
That's
call.
A good
yep,
call.
Yep. Very
yeah.
good call.
Go to the clubs, meet people. There's a lot of people at the sport fishing clubs throughout Southern California, from L.A. to San Diego. That guys are always looking for people to go fishing with.
I've actually had a few guys pull me off at the gas station. I'm filling up the boat. They come by, hand me a card, and say, "Hey, I don't have a boat. I'd like to go out fishing with you.
Yeah.
So you might look at the gas station when someone's filling up. Just pull in. And
you know, the other thought, too, is I'm sure, James, you've run into this before where you get a couple buddies together and they become a partner in the boat. You see, you probably see that a lot, right?
We do. We see that quite often, partnerships that we're more than happy to help with maybe putting something together. I know, Floyd, you've got...
The guy's interested in doing it, too. I was curious, how do you go about doing a partnership in a finance-type deal like that? How does that set up?
Yeah.
Well, we can do it one of two ways. I mean, just depending on whose credit's strong or not, we can do it partners. I mean, do it actually together as financing.
Yeah,
or
two owners on it.
Two owners on it.
Well, you just split the financing?
Yeah, title in both names.
Title in both names. And
that's pretty cool.
They pay half the payment each. Right. Each pay half
or
the payment.
Or one pays 1 month, one pays another.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's
so you have a good friend, somebody you like to fish with, and go, hey. You know,
let's put this together
because really you need a fishing buddy.
Yeah.
So why not?
Somebody,
find somebody to share the cost with you. Yeah. It's a good idea. That happens all the time, huh?
It does. We do it quite often.
That's a great way to go about it, too. I mean, you're fishing with your buddy all the time anyways. Why not? You know, you're paying and all of a sudden instantly you're paying half as much to go every time.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Make him pay half. That's it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Tom. Appreciate that. That does free up. 858-457-1090, open right now. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. Mongo in Wisconsin is calling up for this morning.
From Wisconsin.
That's a long ways from
home.
It's cold
in Wisconsin, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, the backside of the moon here. Hey, can you believe the fishing? I mean, wahoo fishing this time of year?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Insane. Okay, last week your guys were talking about pulling those big Rapallos. With treble hooks, get rid of the treble hooks. Single hooks on, your hook ratio will go way up. Single strand wire, are stranded. Hay twist, bingo. You go from once in a while catching one to not 100% hookup rate, but really, improve your hookup.
Okay.
There you go. It's that easy.
You know, yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I went on the Royal Star, I took some X-Rap 30 Rapallas, and I'm trying to think of the guy from Thailand. Trying to think of his name, but he wired it up for me and then put a single hook on the front and then a double hook on the back. And it swims fine.
Okay.
It swims very, very well.
And that's what that's the only thing. Like, that's the only thing that you got to find is you got to find the right hook combo that still makes a lure swim right.
Right.
Because not necessarily all of them do. You know, I mean, that's the only thing, you know, with what Mong was saying worked for him is not necessarily every single hook will make the lure still swim right. But as long as you find the right combination, good to go.
And that seems to work very, very well. There's particular hooks. I know you could go into any tackle store, Fisherman's Land, you could say you could put this hook on the front, this hook on the back. What size wire would you use?
Wiring for wahoo is different. You know, I mean, when we're trolling, you know, when you're trolling for any fish here and you're trolling with mono or fluorocarbon, 80-pound and 100-pound is perfectly fine. But wire doesn't work the same way because it doesn't have the shock strength. It doesn't have any stretch like mono or traditional lines do. So you want to fish heavier than that. A minimum on trolling. For wahoo trolling, a minimum of 175. And really... We really recommend a minimum of 275.
Okay.
And it sounds real heavy, but you also got to remember wire is quite a bit skinnier per pound test than mono is too. So when you're fishing 275 wire, it might sound like that's a ton, but you need the shock because wire doesn't, you know, you can't snap wire like you could snap a piece of mono and have the same strength.
If you're running at 9, 10 knots, the fish is going 80 knots. Man, there's a collision course on.
Yeah, everything's got to be in gear.
Drag button down.
Knots,
you know,
tight, right.
You want to get your hooks into them real good. So, yeah, minimum of 275. Honestly, my Marauders and Wahoo Lures, they're expensive, you know. A good Wahoo trolling jig, $60. I rig all mine on 400-pound.
Rick, I've got a friend that rigs 300- and 400-pound mono on his Marauders, and he does really well in long-range trips, and he believes in that fully. What do you feel about that?
Interesting.
I know that it works. I don't like it. And I know that it works because when I fish jigs and things for wahoo, I straight tie my 50-pound. Undeniably, it gets bit great. But for the same reason that we were just talking about, Marauders are $60. And when a wahoo gets the mono right, it'll go through 300 or 400 pound, just absolutely no problem.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, though, they don't all do it. You know, and a Marauder is a big lure, and, you know, they stay away from the mono pretty darn well. My problem is this, is, you know, there was a guy that was, and again, it has worked for a lot of people, and it will probably work for most people that try it, but anytime you're not fishing with wire, at some point your lure is going to go away. Now, you could have 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 in a row before it happens, or it could be your first two.
Right.
And
even with wire, you're going to lose some time.
You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And my biggest problem is we were going down on our trip last year in the Royal Star, our 12-day fly trip that we do every year, and there was a guy that was telling us all about how this is the way to do it, and I troll this way all the time, and it's the best, and you rig with mono. And he had 300-pound fluorocarbon all crimped up, and it was in the water for 2 or 3 minutes, and then boom, boom, you know, first bite, instantly gone. You know, the fish ate it in the wrong spot. He came forward, and the thing went away, and we all kind of gave him a pretty hard time about it. And then so we put another one back. Again, it wasn't back for 5 minutes. Boom! And the other. And he's probably right. He probably had a dozen fish in a row without having a problem.
And you jinxed him.
But that's my problem. I watched it happen 2 times in a row. I'm like, well, that's $120 worth of lures,
right,
bro.
There,
like,
man, right,
so
there.
I know it works great for some people. For me, I'm a wire guy.
I'm with you 100%. What about you, Floyd?
I'm a wire guy, too. I do like fishing the mono on the Raider jigs and things like that. But
yeah,
I have also had fish take the jig out of the fish's mouth.
Yeah, but it's there not $60.
Yeah, it's not $60. It's pretty easy. But if it's your hot Raider,
yeah,
it's still.
Exactly. Yeah,
hey, thanks a lot for the phone call from Wisconsin. Appreciate
Mongo.
That very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on the water. The man that's always up to date with what's going on is Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Dave! Guess we have a cell connection there. He's back in town.
Yeah.
Local
back
fishing.
Back from Cabo.
Yeah, and we'll probably connect up with Dave later. Sounds like we lost our connection there with Dave. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it, man. The 858 number is definitely getting a spot open. So, again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 open right now. And one toll-free number that's still available. Toll-free is 877-792-1090. Let's jump back into him, talk to Gary. He's calling us from Delzura this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I was wondering what the interest rate is on one of those Defiance boats. I have a boat right now that gets me about 50, 60 miles, but I want to get something that has more fuel capacity and get further down for next year when this fishing probably slows down a little.
29 Guadalupe's what you want.
Interest rate's just going to depend upon credit. We've seen interest rates as low as 3.99, but as high as 19.95. So depending on credit, you know,
mine's over 800,
so we should have no problem.
399,
yeah, 399, 499, depending on the banks that we're going to go through.
Wow.
You'll have low.
And you can finance for 10, 15, 20 years?
10, 15, 20 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what's been holding me back because, you know, most banks are like 8, 9, 10 or whatever, and that's kind of high for you.
With your credit as strong as it is in the 800s, we'll definitely get it down in that low probably 399, 499 range.
Gary's like the perfect person.
Which model were you talking about?
The 29-foot Guadalupe.
And what will that? What kind of fuel capacity does that have?
400 gallons.
That's 400.
That's a big boat.
That's
too.
A huge boat.
That's a real big boat. It depends on. But, the best thing to do is look at inlandboatcenter.com. You can link that right through our links page at the Let's Talk Hookup website if you can't find it. And look at the inventory, and, you know, maybe the 22 Admirals is way, because that's got plenty of fuel capacity and plenty of range, too.
Really?
Yeah, that sounds more my size.
Yeah.
You know, you're in that perfect position, too, Gary, a guy that's got a boat, familiar with it, but has another boat. You know, obviously got the right credit, you're going to get the right price on, you know, you're going to get the right interest on your loan, but you've also got a boat to trade in. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, you're going to be way step ahead of the game, and that's the beauty of this is, it's just like buying a new vehicle. It's a whole lot easier to swallow when you're trading one in, you know, before you get your new ride.
Yeah, that will help out on the down payment thing.
All right.
Absolutely.
Give James a call. He'll take care of you.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and guys. How are you?
Doing terrific.
Hey, Bart.
You know, I was just thinking as I'm listening today, of course, I'm in the kitchen again listening to you, we have a lot of fine dealers at the Fred Hall shows, but the really good ones are the ones that attend both Long Beach and Del Mar. Inland's in that category. And you got to meet Mark on that trip, and you know, we both think very highly of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guy.
But the thing I was thinking about, Pete, was, you know, Arima used to be in the show a long time ago, and then they got in some trouble, dealer got in trouble and whatever. And then Bo took it over, And Bo is one of those few owners that comes to the Fred Hall show. As a matter of fact, he's been to both of them.
He owns the manufacturer.
Yeah, one of the few manufacturers that does that comes to the shows. There's a few, but most of them don't. They're too big. They're too distant. You know, they're too important for us. But he comes out and sees the fishermen and, you know, builds boats for the West Coast. And it's great to have him take over Arima, and it's even better to have Inland have both of those.
Yeah.
Arima used to be called, I don't know if they do it anymore, but they used to call it the biggest little boat in the world. That was their tagline.
James, that true?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they are. That's what's so cool about them.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just putting my two cents in again, saying thank you to Inland, and thank you to Bo and the Defiance and Arima.
And you guys will be at both Fred Hall, Long Beach and Del Mar this coming year in 2016.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with a big line. I remember you have a big lineup of boats there.
Yeah, and we'll have it again.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Bart.
Okay, guys.
What's for breakfast?
Well, today it was, I had a Hawaiian breakfast because I had scrambled eggs and Spam.
There you go. Very good. All right, thanks a lot for the call, Bart.
See you,
Bart. Appreciate that very much. Captain Bob Fletcher, what's up, Dart?
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and guests.
Hi, Dart.
Good show.
Morning.
Thanks.
You know, I heard you talking about the big eye, and I think it's important to understand that the big eye stocks, we're on the very northern fringe of that stock. Even on a warm year, we're not going to get much except the very fringe of the population. And unfortunately, the purse seiners down around the equator have been hammering the big eye fishing fads, and that stock has really shrunk in the last few years. And when that stock declines in total numbers, the fringe is the first area where they back off. And the U.S. has identified them as a depleted stock. They've reduced the limit for the longliners out of Hawaii on big eye. And until the IATTC begins to restrict the use of those fads, I'm afraid we're kind of out of luck to see any large numbers of big eye again. And it's too bad, and, you know, both myself and Don Hansen worked as hard as we could within the U.S. delegation, but the Tuna Commission really was not capable of taking the action needed to really restrict them. So far, it's those fishermen are still taking that stock down there, and so I don't think we're going to see a whole lot in the future.
What a shame.
Yeah.
That's really a shame. Yeah, that to hammer in the juvenile stock there, and it's just wrong. That's no other way to say it.
Some of those fads are just, they're crazy effective, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
satellite communication.
It,
they can see what's under there.
It's not like the old days of some palm fronds that are anchored on an engine block.
Yeah.
I mean, like you say, they have remote, just like Pete's saying. I mean, they have sonar like you'd have on the boat where they can be remotely accessed and see what kind of school is on the fad, you know, while you're not there. I mean, it's crazy. They're,
yeah.
One of those big purse seiners has gotten as many as 10 or 15 fads.
Yeah.
Wow.
Know the tonnage before you even get there, kind of thing.
Yeah. So,
unfortunately, the bycatch is horrific.
Yeah. You never know, too, in the ocean. You know, we could see some big eye, but it's not looking good. And, you know, is there anything anglers can do to support a legislation or something to stop these guys?
Well, you know, they can encourage the Tuna Commission through the U.S. delegation, which is the National Marine Fisheries Service, to push for restrictions, whether or not they can implement them. I know the U.S. delegation has been trying, but the Tuna Commission requires 100% consensus vote before they can take any action regulatorily. So, you know, some of these countries are members of the commission, and they choose not to support it.
Yeah, Roger. All right, Dart. Well, not the news we want to hear about Big Eye, but it's
Dart's
the reality.
Always got our back, though.
That's
he knows what's going
reality.
On.
Thanks, Dart. Appreciate the info.
Yeah, great show. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook-Up coming here, including a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Cook-Up coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Landing Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, let me tell you, we were talking about Dave Hansen. It seems like he lost connection. Maybe he's on a sat phone or it's not working out. He's certainly out fishing, we know. But following Fish Dope every day, twice a day, three times a day, if you have a Fish Dope membership, that's what you can do.
Yeah.
$169 a year. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW. And it's small letters, one word. And $149, you can check what's going on multiple times a day. Danny keeps and the guys over at Fishtope keep things up to date and what's going on. The coolest thing this weekend were their aerial photographer when they had the plane up showing spots on the kelps. Did you
kelp
see that
patties? Photo? Yeah, that's awesome to see. You know, the fish underneath them and around them.
The only online fishing information with their own spotter plane, and they show photos, they show areas. So they found this area off of Del Mar that had really good-looking water, really a lot of life in the area. A guy went up there and caught a wild one.
How cool is
off
that?
Off of the fish dope
there
numbers
go.
There. So that's why you got to have fish dope. Fishdope.com. Hook up now is the code. $20 off a membership to Fish Dope. You got to have it, whether you're on a sport boat or a private boat, especially if you're on a private boat. And that report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing San Diego. It's long-range season. It's time to pre-book your processing orders to Fisherman's Processing before your trip. Like if you're going to Guadalupe, you know you're going to load up on that yellowfin tuna.
No
and there
doubt.
Is nothing like that short-term, five-day trip. You have a bunch of this beautiful yellowfin tuna. Why would you not take it to Fisherman's Processing?
Boy, think about how good that fish would turn out. Because it's not often
Ryan
that you can have...
Some.
Exactly. Not often you can have fish of that size. And those big ones, they eat so good.
Yeah.
And you know the, you know, Fish RP, Shogun, Royal Star, those guys are so good about how well they take care of their fish with spiking and bleeding, but they're all going into RSW, so that fish goes from caught to instantly RSW, but the trips are relatively short, so they're back to Fisherman's Processing in no time. You know that fish is going to be so good.
Do
dude.
Yourself a favor, call Rosie and Sean and pre-book your order right now, fishermansprocessing.com. For more information, I want to ask James about this special we've been advertising here on Let's Talk Hookup for Yamaha. 6-year warranty protection or $500 dealer credit. You offering that, right?
Absolutely. And
on
what a deal
Yamaha
that is.
Ports.
What
yeah.
a deal it is.
That's rad. Incredible. 6 years warranty? Are you
warranty.
Kidding me?
It's nothing better in the market.
Yeah.
That's it right
and
there.
And you guys do warranty repair for Yamaha
Absolutely.
Right
we
there.
Do. Absolutely.
And so if something happens, which doesn't happen too often with a Yamaha, you bring
it on in, and we'll take care of it.
You got it covered.
Absolutely.
And that's no extra charge for that. That's part of the deal right now.
We'll make that happen.
Along with your big discounts, your big
Absolutely.
Fall discounts. So
again, we're pushing to move inventory.
Yeah.
So come on down. Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Get you out on the water and enjoying those fish.
Oh, man.
Certainly not now because it's obviously biting good. But when the season finally starts to end, you know, in 10 years from now when we don't have things, what about winterizing boats and things like that? Guy's got a fishing boat. Floyd's gonna do a few long range trips in the wintertime. The boat's not gonna get used for a while. Is that something that a guy can take a boat to you to do winterizing on their
Absolutely.
Boats?
Absolutely, we do that as well in house. Southern California
winterizing.
And is that something that's even necessary for guys like us out here? I mean,
typically,
you're not gonna use the boat for an extended period of time. What
if you're not using the boat for an extended period of time? Some fuel stabilizer is surely something that you want to place into it. The outboard motor is pretty well self drained, and there's not much worry there. The inboard outboards are what you really need to kind of worry about in those freezing conditions. Any water that remains in the block or the heads could potentially expand, crack, and freeze or when it freezes. But typically down here in Southern California, we don't need to worry about it. But if there is going to be a cold spell anywhere up in the high desert, up in Arrowhead, Big Bear, definitely need to worry about it there. But down here at the coast, typically not much of a worry.
It would just be fuel stuff.
Fuel issues.
Gotcha.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Kenny? He's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Whoop, I got Kenny in UTC. Sorry,
right.
Kenny.
Hey, no worries,
got
Kenny.
The wrong
Good
Kenny.
Morning.
Hi,
How
Kenny.
Are you, Kenny?
I want to talk to you about piano wire.
Okay.
Have you ever used piano wire for rigging water gates?
Is that kind of like a tuna fish? Like you can tuna piano, but
yeah,
you can't
you
tuna
can
fish?
Tuna piano, huh? But you can't tuna fish.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, we use... We rig...
We have a little tool for it, and it's slick. We can use that's how we used to wear candy bars up when I used to take fish with my brother.
Yeah.
Sure,
right.
Yeah. I mean...
So, when they say, Rick, when they say piano wire, that's single-strand wire, right? Is that kind of the same thing?
If you're going to Wahoo up your... wire up your Wahoo jig right now. You have two choices in wire, single-strand wire, multi-strand wire. Piano wire was that. It was a single-strand, you know, thin wire. So you're going into the tackle store today. You've got single-strand or multi-strand. And then within the single-strand, you have the newer kind of, they call them tieable wires or titanium wire or just the original, you know, steel, you know, Mon-El or whatever wire. But single-strand or multi-strand. And single-strand is a little bit more difficult to rig. You've got to do a haywire twist or a similar knot or twist that you put. Multi-strand's a little easier to rig because you can crimp it. You know, you can just put the line through a crimp, pass it back through the crimp it up, and you're done. And then the tieable wires, are all different. They don't tie like monofilament would tie, but if you know how to tie a perfection loops pretty well in that titanium wire, and then you can also put a crimp on that titanium wire. So there's a few options. Single-strand wire is nice because it's skinnier per diameter. So if you're, like, live bait fishing for wahoo, maybe you're on a long-range trip and it's kind of scratchy fishing and there's a lot of guys with baits in the water, you could fish a leader that's a little bit skinnier, easier for your bait to tow around, a little more stealthy, and smaller than the same thing for multi-strand. But multi-strand is easier to work with, and you get more longevity. You know, you typically get several fish out of a piece of multi-strand wire where, you know, if your single-strand wire gets kinked at all, you got to replace it.
What do you like, Floyd?
Well, it depends. I like the multi-strand on stuff I'm trolling.
Yeah.
And I like the single-strand on things I'm casting and jigging. You know,
yeah, same.
That's what I prefer.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now let's try Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny.
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Good morning.
Hey, last Fred Hall show, Long Beach, I signed up for the CCA. I have received some, you know, magazines and things like that. Haven't got any newsletters about the meeting on the 11th. Can you just give me a little more information on that?
Are you talking about the meeting in the LA chapter?
It's Long Beach, I believe. It's where it's at.
Yeah, Long Beach Rod and Glenn Club. And, yeah, that's a, you know, here's what makes CCA what it is, and it's chapters. And so what they're doing now is they're trying to form all these different chapters. There's a new chapter in San Diego now, and they have one in L.A. They're forming one in Orange County. And basically, by getting these chapters, local chapters together, CCA is a national organization, and then we have CCA California. I'm on the board of directors for that. And then we have CCA chapters within CCA California. So the meeting is 6:30 to 8 o'clock on November the 11th. Doors open at 5 o'clock. It's at the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club. And basically, they want to build this chapter, and that's what makes CCA strong. And this organization is amazing. They are going to make a difference in California fisheries. So everybody that cares about our fishing here should be a part of CCA California. And the best way to do that is to join a local chapter like this one at the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club. So, Kenny, good for you. You're going to attend the meeting?
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's my wife's birthday, too, that same day. So.
Oh, take her to the meeting.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Is that going to be in the morning or in the afternoon?
It's 6:30 to 8 is the meeting. And the guest speaker is Pat Murray, who's an amazingly dynamic guy. He's the president of CCA National, based out of Texas. And I've met Pat many times. I've heard him speak. He's a dynamic speaker. So this is going to be a good event. Again, it's Wednesday, November 11th. Doors open at 5. It's the Long Beach Rod and Glide Club on Pacific Avenue in Long Beach. And good for you. Appreciate that, Kenny. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Sam in Irvine, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Sam, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My question is for Rick. I'd like to be able to be buying a boat this week, but it's not in the cards. Rick, I went out with Benny Florentino, and he had all kinds of Shimano gear. You know, and we fished the kelp and looked for yellowtails and things. But that Terramar's, there's a heavy and a medium heavy or something like
right.
that. Did that new rod come out with the real seat on it yet?
Well, they are. The Terramar's now, the bass rods have always had reel seats, but they've done a redesign this year, which I really like. So the bass rods all now have traditional cork handles and come in, you know, 8 foot, both in medium and in medium heavy. But what I think you're referring to is the traditional, you know, 8 foot rod might be a shorter jig stick or a nice bait stick that all had just a standard, you know, deckhand style grip with the X-ring. Now they all come with a reel seat. So still that same X-Shrink style grip on the front and the rear, but also with a reel seat. So, yeah, the new 80 MHs and Hs both have reel seats on them now.
They were actually 9-footers, and, you know, I think I casted about 200 times that day. I think I casted more that day than all year. But I think they were 9-foot rods, and I really liked the way they cast. I threw caddies, like, all day long. But
They're really nice.
Awesome.
New Terramars are pretty awesome. And they're finally in stock. We got them. pretty much.
Some of them,
I just got mine, so I know they're coming. Yeah. So check it out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I want to ask James about, I haven't talked about your 150 boat used inventory.
Yeah.
And I'm looking on the website, inlandboatcenter.com, and there's a lot of boats.
There's a lot of boats, and there's probably something there to suit just about anybody. So,
do you know the inventory pretty well there, the offshore kind of? Is there a used boat? Like, you can save a lot of money buying a used boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if somebody's kind of not really budget in a new boat to get a Defiance or to get a brand new Arima, do you have some used ones there?
In the walk-arounds, we don't have a whole lot in our fishing. We do have a very high-end Scout. We've got a Bombardier Fishhawk 230. Clearwater center console. We have several there in stock in the used inventory, but not near what we'd like. We need to get out there and work a little harder to acquire some of those used
inventories. Yeah, that Scout's a nice boat, though.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's a nice, really nice fish boat. That's a used. That's a used boat.
It is.
Took it in on trade of something else.
Well, it's one Mark was out, and he found one along the way and added it to the inventory. But, boy, is it a gorgeous boat.
Yeah. So you can come out, visit. You guys are open 7 days a week.
We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday 12 to 5. So we have a little short day on Sunday. But, coming out any day works for you.
Just
we're there.
Walk on through.
Come on in, and we'll help you out.
See, it's like going to a boat show.
It is.
You need a golf cart to get around.
It's always changing. The inventory is always changing. Is it? So you come in 1 week, you come in the next, and there's something new there.
Something new, yeah. Pretty impressive, definitely. I just find it really amazing, you know, like Bart was saying, that you guys are just a family operation and have been around for so long and survived through thick and thin. And now things are good, you know, things are better. And, you know, there's a few more boat dealers around, but you guys have been there all the way through.
We've been there all the way through and plan on being around a lot longer.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. All right. Hey, that says something for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Right?
You got it. Let's talk to Goldie. He's calling us from North Park this morning. Good morning, Goldie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my phone call. It's been a really great show today. Ricky, you are what I would call my fishing wire savant. I just came back from an 8-day trip on the Angler, and exactly what you said on trolling and single strand on bait is what caught fish.
All right.
Absolutely, that is 110% spot on. But also, just for us old geriatric guys, one of the things I picked up on this trip, which was a Steve Carson, fan charter trip, was the use of Gold Bond on my boots to get them on and off.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a good tip there for sure. Because you know, you want to keep those boots sliding on and off.
Well, right? Hey, you know what?
Did you give him that tip?
Not that particular one. I'll keep it in the bank for sure.
Did you guys sell the Gold Bond at Fisherman's Landing?
We don't, but our crew is a big fan of it. You know, I mean, we're on it.
Right. Goldie, thanks a lot for too much information there. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into them? This time we talk to Wyatt, calling us from Long Beach. What's up, Wyatt? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Wyatt?
Good morning, Wyatt.
Last week I called in and didn't really get my question answered, and I want to ask it again. I said that I've been surf fishing a lot and catching like 12-inch long, like little leopard sharks, but I'd rather be catching bigger ones because, you know, bigger the better. So where would I get the fish for them?
Bigger bait.
Bigger bait. Big fish, bigger bait. You know, I don't know a lot about fishing leopard sharks, but I bet Gundy Gunderson knows a lot about that.
I'll give you another Gundy, no doubt. I'll give you another one too, Wyatt, that might be something where you could pick up. I mean, I don't do a ton of leopard shark fishing either, but if you can, on November the 7th, which is in about 2 weeks, at Fisherman's Landing, there's a big event called Tackle Days, And, you know, amongst, you know, Fishing Tackle for Sale and a bunch of manufacturers, they have a bunch of seminars. And Bill Varnay is a really good surf fishing guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's his deal. Inshore surf fishing.
Fish the surf.
Yeah. And Bill Varnay is going to be doing a seminar down there. So you could go down, check out the seminar, and then afterwards, I mean, you could talk to the guy one-on-one. He's a super, super good guy. And if there was somebody that had better information about upping your game, you know, finding bigger ones, whether it be where you're fishing for them or maybe using a different style of gear, different baits, that would be the guy. I would just say you're always better to refer to the expert, and that's definitely the expert, and amongst a guy like Gundy as well.
And he fishes in your area. He does surf clinics right there in Poza Chica, and he fishes your zone. So he'd probably be able to totally put you on. So can you get a ride down to San Diego on Saturday, November 7th?
Probably.
Okay.
Make it
we'll
happen,
see you
brother.
There. All right. There's the answer. Thanks a lot, Wyatt, for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Hills calling us from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome
Hi,
to the
Hills.
Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Great.
Good.
Hey, I have a question for Rick, and I have a question also about hooking bait from your other guest. I was out on the Island Spirit at Anacapa, and I got rocked on a yellowtail. So then I start putting more pressure, and I retied a ringed hook, and I pulled, and then my next fish, I pulled the hook on it. I've never pulled a hook. It was a circle hook. So for Ricky, do ringed hooks have a chance to somehow, like, leverage and pry out?
I don't think that the ringed hook necessarily would make a difference of you leveraging and prying anything else. You know, circle hooks, for the most part, usually wind up in the right spot, but they don't always, for sure. And, you know, if that fish ate the bait and as it's coming forward, if the point of that hook grabbed him in the roof of the mouth or anywhere funky, just like anything, they can pull. I would say, you know, they work the right way more often than not, but it's not 100% either. And, you know, those hooks are so sharp nowadays. If the point came forward and it just caught the roof of the mouth and you didn't have a real good piece, it's one of those things that you chalk it up to. It happens.
Floyd, it's just part of fishing.
It's fishing.
Hooks,
yeah,
right?
You're going to pull hooks. That just happens.
Can I ask Floyd also about, I heard Lopresti talking about, he always, I think he said on a show last time he was on, he always back hooks his sardines. Can you guys
he likes the
that,
collar hook.
Like,
I know Frank is really into that collar hook
shoulder.
Now on the shoulder.
Not collar,
me.
But shoulder.
Shoulder, yeah.
Yeah,
then there's a
so
collar
what is
hook.
That?
That's just right behind the shoulder. You hook it right in, you know, in front of the dorsal, and it makes the bait swim down a little bit. Some baits swim better that way. You know, bigger baits sometimes will go
last
down and last a little longer.
Look a little more natural.
Yeah.
I do it both ways. I'll nose hook it and collar or shoulder hook it when I'm slow trolling a bait.
The hook is, like, hidden on the backs. You know, fish is looking from the upside. The hook kind of land right on their back, and the bait swims real good. It's really good, too, if you're on a long plunker and you see fish kind of blowing out way outside, because the bait hits the water and swims pretty hard, and it tends to stay fairly high in the water and kind of haul ass when it hits the water. It's a great way to hook a bait.
If you stop it, it'll also nosedive a little bit, too.
Yeah,
that
right.
It'll swim down. Yeah. It's a little more solid than a rear hook, you know?
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, Till, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Palm. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, going fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Awesome trip. Going to Tom in Cardiff. Tom, congratulations. Nothing like fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian, Taro, the boys. You're going to love it.
Oh, you are going to love it. And James Hellman, the manager at Inland Boat Center, really great show. And we're thrilled to have you guys be a part of the Let's Talk Hookup. Especially thrilled that you have such two great lines for our listeners. Yeah. Arima and Defiance, right?
We do, and obviously we'd like to invite everybody out to Paris off the 215 freeway to check our inventory. Please look at inlandboatcenter.com and come on out. It won't be a waste of your time. You'll be excited
impressed,
with what we
right?
have.
And then if your service center, you have everything from upholstery to mechanics and everything in between. Gel coat repair,
everything in-house, and we've got
what about trailer repair?
Incredible parts department as well. We can take care of trailers as well. Brakes, bearings, lights,
all
new actuators, anything can be done. Tires, we have everything in stock.
That's awesome, yeah. Man. That is just awesome.
Yeah, one-stop shop, just drive in there and say, fix my boat.
And not fixing the boat as well, but just coming on in and, again, seeing our inventory, seeing the changes that happen on a weekly basis. There's always fun stuff to look at. Anytime you're driving by, bring in the family, swing on through. It's a fun little stop.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. And how do we get there?
Off the 215 freeway, we're 4th Street. We are south of Riverside, north of Murrieta, Temecula, off the 215 on the east side of the freeway.
How far off the freeway?
Right off the freeway. You see it.
It's
you
literally
see it
right
the
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
12
right.
acres. Can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it for sure. Yeah. And Floyd, good luck with your new Defiance.
Yeah, Floyd,
man.
Excited.
Yeah, I'm looking.
We'll be excited to hear reports from your new Defiance.
I'm looking forward to hitting that thing and getting out there and fishing twice as hard as I've been. And
don't lose my phone number.
All right. Welcome on board. Let's have some
fun.
Thanks
for coming along. Appreciate that. And thank you for listening this weekend. Good luck, Ricky.
Thank you.
On the Shogun skiff trip.
Excited.
You won't be here next Saturday, but your boss will be. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be in here talking fishing and tackle days next Saturday. And then you'll be back on Sunday.
Absolutely, man.
With
I'll be here.
With a full report, Captain Fred Huber, the master of the Amberjack in Southern California.
You're right on that.
Won the Daily Double, a half-day trip on the Daily Double there. Fred will be in the studio with Rick and myself next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. Hey, be sure to check out our sale on our website, hookup1090.com, on the shop page. $20 off any order of $75 or more, plus free shipping on everything in our shop there on hookup1090.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Adam on the boards and the phones today. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090.